This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow sweeps the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open to left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls with the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Mott at 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent. The three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McVie here at Botkins. Tonight it's Shelby County Athletic League action, including the Botkins Trojans against the Midwest Athletic Conference foe, Minster. Should be a fine game. Botkins 7-1 on the year. Minster 3-2. According to the first state poll, which came out today, Botkins ranked 7th in Division 7 and Minster 8th. Last year, Minster won the 14 points at the Wildcats Gym, shot 55%. But the three previous years, Botkins won by 15, by 9, and by 4. JV game, it's an excellent contest. We're in the final minute, third quarter, 42-40, Botkins up by 2. Tonight, the SCAL against the MAC should be a fine game as both these clubs flex their muscle early on here in the 2024-25 campaign. So many thanks to Jeremy Plyman here at Botkins High School for helping get us on the air tonight as our scroll-down box on our laptop, which is our brain trust, did not show our Verizon MiFi hotspot as a choice by which to connect to the Internet. And Jeremy got us on the Botkins School Network. Thanks so much to Jeremy Plyman. He is so helpful. And he also provided me with a little scoop sheet on son Jacob Plyman, who's our guest here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Jacob started Botkins 2018 to 2022. And he's now at Tiffin playing college basketball for Division II Tiffin, which is a member of the Great Midwest Athletic Conference, and he majors in computer science and cybersecurity. We'll return in a few minutes with Jacob Plyman when we come back. Botkins hosts Minster tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Jack Kramer, speaking to you once more from here at Botkins. 5 minutes left in our JV game, 46-44. Minster in the lead by two over the Botkins JVs. It has been a superb game. Botkins just tied it up. Phil Groves, head coach of Botkins in his fourth year, has had a propensity of leading his team to close wins over the last several seasons. No exception here in 2024. A three-pointer over Fort Loramie. A five-point win on the road at Anna. A defeat at Jackson Center by three. 7-1 by way of record for Coach Groves, Botkins Trojans, and for Minster. Head coach Mike McClurg in year number 9, 3-2 on the season. When the Wildcats have shot it well, they've won big. And when they have not shot it well, they have lost by 24 to Delphi St. John's and 15 to Rushi. Minster pumped in the first 24 points against St. Henry in beating the Redskins by a score of 66-34 back on December 20th. A lot of fireworks tonight. We don't know what to expect. Should be a very, very good basketball game. I'm joined alongside the Jacob Lyman, who starred for the Botkins Trojans on the hardwood from 2018 to 2022. And Jacob, I want to begin by talking about that number 35 you wore on your back. It carries a lot of significance, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. So the first number 3 represents me and my two brothers, Carter and Colton. Those are two of the most important people in my life. And the 5 represents the 5 people in my family, me, both my brothers, my mom, and my dad. So when I wear 35, it means I'm playing for people other than I am, and now we all represent each other.
Now, Carter was a year younger than you. He played through 2023. You played through 2022. Talk about the competition between the two of you. I know you had to play a lot of backyard basketball. and you had some great series. You were fighting each other tooth and nail, and a lot of two-point games right down to the wire, and that only helped enable the pair of Plymans to produce success.
Yeah, for sure. So growing up with Carter was always a good time. We played a lot of one-on-one because anyone who knows either of us, they know both of us are extremely competitive, and we both hate to lose, and especially to each other. So even out on the driveway, it got really competitive. A lot of times, Mom would have to come break up those games and tell us it's time for dinner because they'd get too physical and we'd start fighting. But I like to say it made everybody better. It made us who we were. We got a lot out of it, so it was great. It was for the best that that happened.
Hey, I mentioned a few minutes ago that you are currently a junior playing at Division II Tiffin in the Great Midwest Athletic Conference, majoring in computer science and cybersecurity. Tell me what that is all about. And after a computer career, will you consider the NBA?
The NBA is definitely something I hope for, but as I've gotten older, that dream's gotten farther and farther out of reach. But, yeah, computer science and cybersecurity, those are two things that I'm doing right now. I do a lot of coding and software development, creating applications for companies and stuff like that. A lot of cybersecurity work, protecting companies from online threats and stuff like that. So that stuff's really been interesting to me, and I've took a good interest to that.
Talking with Jacob Plymans, Bodkins basketball player who graduated in 2022. He is now at Tiffin University. Take a few minutes to talk about one of the big games in your past, and it was against Bodkin's opponent here tonight, Minster.
Yeah, we played Minster. I believe it was my junior year, the year we won state. And we played them the first. We always play them the first week that the AP polls come out. And I think if I'm right, we were 3, and I think they were 5 or something around that area. And it was a big, really highly anticipated matchup. It was me versus Justin Nixon and his brother. Mm-hmm. They were really good at that time. And,
yep.
It was really competitive. I think I had 31 points, and I think 15, 16, 17 rebounds. Something like that. Had a monster game. We ended up winning by 5. That was really just the start of the year for us. We really started to figure out who the type of team we were going to be. We were beating the good teams. We beat Jackson Center at that point, beat Anna. We'd go on to win some pretty big games that year too, but that really kind of set the tone for me and the whole team that year.
Now, of course, Colton is on the floor in the starting lineup tonight.
Uh-huh.
Carter is at what college? I understand he's rehabbing a knee.
Yeah.
Fill us in on brother Carter.
Carter, he had to go back up to school. He's rehabbing right now. He's playing at Heidelberg University. It's also in Tiffin, so I get to see him a good amount of time. He's having a good year. He was playing pretty well up until he got hurt and tore his meniscus. But that got repaired 2 weeks ago today, actually. So he's starting to get back into the swing of things. They're open about two, three more weeks that he can start looking to get back out there playing. But he's doing really good right now, and they're doing a pretty nice job this year. I can't remember their record off the top of my head, but they're a pretty good, pretty solid team.
Yeah, I can't help but bring up that 2021 state tournament at the University of Dayton Arena. 44-40, Bodkins over Richmond Heights. 60-44, Bodkins over Columbus Grove. Terrific team effort. You wore your hat at the defensive end.
Absolutely.
Held two opponents to a combined 84 points in the state Final Four. Unbelievably solid defensively. In fact, against Richmond Heights, you weathered the storm. I think it went 7 or 8 minutes without a field goal.
Yeah.
But your defense kept you right in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. We had known all year that's the type of team we were going to be, and we were going to hang our hats on that side of the floor. A lot of people want to talk about how guys like me and Carter and Jaden Pretty Powell could all score, but a lot of people who were unsung heroes of that team were guys like Denton Holman and Zane Paul, who if you were guarded by them, you were going to have a hell of a time trying to score.
Yep.
So we would really, really hang our heads on that because we knew there were going to be times where we couldn't buy a bucket or anything like that, but we knew if we would just guard as best we could, we were going to give ourselves a chance to win every single game.
Hey, what's been the formula for success for you? What would you share with a young aspiring athlete, 10, 11 years of age? What steps should he take over the next several seasons to become another Jacob Plymans?
The big thing I would say is just fall in love with the work of it. I spend a lot of time in here alone or with my dad or with Carter and Colton just buying into what it would take to be as good as I was and as good as I still am. I still take skill development very, very seriously. I take weightlifting very, very seriously. And it's little things like that that will matter eventually. And if you might not see the work in 1 year or 2 years, but eventually all that stuff's going to accumulate. Like Colin Dosek's a big example of it. Played JV as a freshman. Spent a lot of time in the summer with me and Jameson Meyer working on his jump shot, and now he's reaping the benefits of it, and he's having a very impressive start to his senior year.
Hey, your brother Colton on the floor tonight probably will be assigned at least some of the game to guard Cole Albers. Several inch height advantage for Cole. What would you tell brother Colton about what he's got to do tonight to play Albers even?
I think the big thing for Hitato is staying on the floor. I think he's got to stay out of foul trouble guarding Albers, and he's got to do a nice job at just contesting shots and staying, keeping his feet on the floor. He's got to know he's not a vertical rim protector, but what he is extremely strong. He's got to stand his ground on his post-ups and keep Albers off the boards. I think if he can do those two things tonight, he's going to set them up in a position to win this game.
Oh, Jacob Plyman, really enjoyed it. So much fun having you on the air before tonight's game between Bodkins and Minster. Don't wait so long to come back. Bring Carter with you next time.
For sure.
3 weeks, a month down the road, next opportunity you get. I know you're really busy traveling on weekends to play basketball.
Yep.
But gratitude to you, your family, and again, a special thank you to your father, Jeremy, tonight. We would not have gotten on the air without his assistance. He plugged us into the Bodkins Network.
Yep, for sure, for sure.
Go, Jeremy. Go, Plyman.
Yep. Yep, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'd like to let our listeners know that we are in the fourth quarter of our JV game tonight, 57-51. Minster has overtaken Bodkins. Minster leads by six in the fourth. So many thanks to Jacob Plyman, our guest in our pregame segment here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Jacob was a part of that state championship Bodkins team in March of 21, and that club rebounded deluxe in that state Final Four. I totaled it up, Chuck, a few minutes ago. Between the two Plymans, Jacob and Carter, in those two games, it was something like 35 or 40 rebounds, a slew of them at the defensive end, limiting the opponent to one shot.
Oh, it was a defensive battle on both ends. You know, you talk about, you know, it really wasn't a poor shooting night. It was a defensive night, and everything was contested. And that rebounding is really what put them over the top.
And we can't help but take a look at that box score line for Jaden Pretty Powell. Unbelievably, he was 9 of 17 against Richmond Heights. He had 19 points, and against Columbus Grove, he was 10 for 13 from the floor for 27 points. Wow, he came on like gangbusters as that season progressed.
Yeah, he was a good player all year long, but you just saw something turn on in him in the tournament. I remember down at Butler in the regional, he just took over the basketball game.
Yep.
And from that point on, he was unstoppable. And with the talent that he had around him, that was a really, really good state championship team.
We will take a few-minute break, then return. Final half-minute JV tilt. Minster 57, Bodkins 51, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
We are about 12 or 13 minutes away from the opening tip tonight between Bodkins and Minster. Bodkins 7-1 on the year. Hail to the Trojans. This is game 9 in less than a month for Bodkins at the start of the season. Outstanding stretch here early on in the campaign. Minster, late beginning due to the run in football all the way to the D7 regional championship game versus Marion Local. Minster 3-2 on the campaign so far. Minster made the first 7 threes in a win over St. Henry. That's going to be a factor tonight. Who gets hot behind the arc? Francis Schulte and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. Who fires in the better percentage from three-point land? That's going to be monumental. And Minster seems to rise and fall based on outside shooting. And it will be up to Botkins, I think, to penetrate, make Minster work hard at the defensive end. Eli Pitts and Colin Dosick, very good drivers of the basketball for the Botkins Trojans. Key building components for these two teams here tonight, opening the doors to success for both Botkins and Minster. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Rushi. Francis Schulte, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Shelby County Athletic League boys race. Rushi sits on top, 4-0 in the league, 7-0 overall. Botkins 4-1, 7-1, and a 2-1, 3-2 on the season. Fort Laramie 2-2 in SCAL play, 3-5 on the campaign. Jackson Center 1-2 and 4-2. Fairlawn 1-3, 2-5. Houston 0-5 and 1-6. Taking a look at the Midwest Athletic Conference. Versailles, Delta St. John's, Marion Local, Fort Recovery. Those four unbeaten so far. Versailles has played twice. Tigers 6-0 overall. Delphus, Marion, Fort 1-0 in league action. Delphus St. John 6-0 on the year. Marion Local 3-0. Fort Recovery 2-3. Minster and St. Henry 1-1 in the MAC. New Bremen and Parkway 0-2. Coldwater yet to play in the Midwest Athletic Conference because of the long run, winning a state championship in the OHSAA Division VI state tourney. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, 3-2 by way of record for Minster, which is coming off a 59-42 victory on December 21st against Houston. Minster lost to Rushi, Chuck, 55-40 to Minster Gym, but it was a game in which Minster played the Raiders very tough for better than 2.5 quarters. In fact, led by a couple possessions in the middle of the first half.
Well, I mean, you look down the roster, it seems like we've been looking at the same kids playing for Minster for about 10 years now. But, I mean, they're seasoned. They're athletic. We talked about this with Anna. They're getting their basketball legs right now, and they will be a really tough out come tournament time.
Yep. They'll be Division 7. We'll play in the Northwest region along with D7, Delta St. John's. Rushi will be in the Southwest region. When you look at that top 10 announced earlier today statewide in Division 7, the majority of the schools in that D7 top 10 are from the western part of the state. Hey, make your next play with WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with WiseBridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. WiseBridge, phone 937-518-1776. Our many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and social security planning. WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play. Call to WiseBridge at 937-518-1776. We'll return with more from here at Botkins in a few minutes. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Botkins from the SCAL against Minster from the MAC. boys high school basketball action tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one. And he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Oh, you've got to love the way Botkins continues to win close games. Three triumphs for the Trojans boys team in SCAL action by 11 points total. 3 points over Fort Loramie in double OT, five over Anna, and three over Jackson Center. Hey, Chuck, in the game against Rushi on the Raiders' floor in the new gym, 11-11-11 for Botkins the first three quarters. Rushi's defense rose up and stuck it to Botkins in the fourth. But the Trojans gave a very good account of themselves for three periods on the road at Rushing.
Yeah, they did. And what happened in that fourth quarter is they just ran out of steam. The Rushi defense is just relentless. And starting that fourth quarter, and we talked about it, Dosik had one basket in that game.
Right.
The kid averages, what, 17, 18 a game?
Yep.
And he had 2 points. So they can walk out of that gym knowing that they can play with Rushi.
And Chop had only 5 in that game for Botkins. Michael McClure, head coach at Minster, 100 wins, 88 losses in his tenure. 13-10 a year ago, 5-4 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. His club scored 52 a game, gave up 51 per outing last season, lost to Marion Local in a sectional final. The top returning players, Brogan Steffi, Cole Richard, Cole Albers, Cole McClurg, and James Niemeyer, who is not playing tonight. He's got a dislocated kneecap. He is not in action. We understand Brogan Steffi is only maybe 70-75%, but he will start. Steffi averaged 12 a game last year, Richard 14, Albers 9 in the middle, McClurg 8 out front, and Niemeyer averaged 8. Love the Botkins Trojans. They have been spreading the scoring around. Dosik leads the way officially after a terrific start. He's now down to 15 per outing. Eli Pitts at 10. And then you've got Noah Topp at nearly 7. Colton Plyman at 6. 4.5 a game for Tucker Holzkamp. And 4 points a game off the bench for Memphis Meyer. Will Monin, a very good-looking freshman for the Botkins Trojans. Corey Koenig comes off the bench. He is a senior, making his presence felt as well. Phil Groves, head man at Botkins in year number 4. National anthem upcoming. Then we've got the starters and the tip. It's Minster at Botkins, the MAC against the SCAL tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
The Minster Wildcats starting five, being introduced first, Cole McClurg at guard, 6 foot junior, joined with Cole Richard, a 6 foot senior. Connor Sneezing in the opening five, a 5'9" senior guard. Brogan Steffi gets the call, 6'1" senior. He is not totally healthy. We'll see how many minutes he does go tonight. Fifth starter, Cole Albers, 6'8" junior, the man in the middle. For the Botkins Trojans, the opening five is as follows. In fact, they'll turn the lights down on us. And we won't be able to look at our score sheet very well. Got Colin Dosick and Eli Pitts at guard. What a tandem, Chuck. Boy, they have really sparked this team early in the season.
Yeah, they're playing really well together. We expected Dosick. Pitts last year as a freshman was a really good JV player, and then he started getting a little varsity time at the end of the season. So those two are a load in the backcourt, that's for sure.
And Colton Plyman's got to throw his weight around in the middle. Colton Plyman starts, 6'4" in senior, 6 points a game. Tucker Hulskamp at forward, 4.5 per contest, 6 foot junior. Noah Top, 6.5 per outing, 6'2 senior. And as I mentioned, Pitts and Dosick at 10 and 15 points a game, respectively. The other two starters. Good crowd on hand. Far side, the Botkins Trojans home section, pretty full down below us to our right. The Minster section of the away bleachers is filled near capacity. We're in the upper deck, mezzanine level, on about the 45-yard line, great perch. To cover this game for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Due to illness, I am here tonight suffering from a bad intestinal infection. Went through the family, the grandkids, a daughter, her husband, my wife. We will have no coverage tomorrow. We will take Saturday off and try to recoup. Chuck, you're the lucky man. You've avoided the cold and the stomach bug both so far.
I have. I started the fall with COVID and pneumonia, so I think I paid my dues. I'll skip all the other stuff that's going around.
Minster Wildcats in the road, black, orange numbers. Orange cats across the chest. Botkins, the home white, black numerals outlined in gold. Black Trojans on the jersey, gold piping. Most of the young men on the floor attired in black tennis shoes, and here we go. Albers and Plyman will jump it up. Minster going from right to left on your computer screen as you use your imagination or on your phone. Botkins left to right. Ball smacked into backcourt, collected by Cole McClurg. Gives it up down the right side to Brogan Steffi. Steffi through the top of the key. He's stalled right there at the foul line, doesn't shoot. Goes to Albers, high post. Ball dealt to Steffi. Steffi pulls up at the elbow on the left. 16-foot fadeaway. Long. Missed it. Rebound down to Botkins. Here comes Pitts up the floor on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Dosick. Ball whipped around the top of the circle. Pulling up at the elbow is Pitts. Goes inside. Ball thrown out back to Plyman. Look out. Got it. Three-pointer. Oh, boy, the big man will make life miserable for Minster's D if he shoots it like that from long range.
You don't go out and put a hand up on him. He's a good shooter if he's stationary, definitely, from the outside.
Colton Plyman nails a three. Botkins in the lead, three's dip. There's Albers feeding down low, no shot. Ball thrown on the arc to Albers. Albers tries to replicate the three made by his opposing number. Plyman missed it, strong. Rebound, Botkins quickly down the floor, into the lane, handoff to Plyman, shot blocked, taken away, loose ball stuck in. Nice field goal by the Trojans. Who got that too, Chuck?
That was Dosick.
Josic on the follow. That's one thing about Botkin's guards. They stay with it. They don't give up. They trail fast breaks. Here's a steal by Josic. And he romps the other way, fouled from behind in the act of shooting. Good beginning. Botkin's 5-0, 6:23 left here in the opening quarter.
Good job of running the floor that time again. Got the steal and took. He knew he was going to get hammered, but he took the ball to the rim, got to the free throw line.
Free throw is pumped up there, and it is missed on the play by Eli Pitts. It was Pitts on the run out down the floor for Botkins. I may have said Dosic. Two foul shots for Eli Pitts are up and in on the second. The first missed. 6-0. Botkins in the lead. We played 2 minutes. Out of the gate, Botkins looking sharp. There's a pass throw near side by Minster. Deflected. Connor Schmiesing could not collect it. It was bumped out of bounds by a Trojans defender. Here's Minster throwing in 25 feet away. It's McClurg, high dribble. Back to the basketball, fed to Albers, working on Plyman, still working. Got away with a walk. Threw it on the arc to a teammate who dumped it right back down inside to Albers. Oh, he missed the cripple from 2 feet. Rebound Botkins, here's top, up the floor. Throws to the cutter, breaking to the rim, hard to the basket goes Dosic, ripped out of bounds by Minster. 6-0 Botkins, 2 minutes, 15 seconds in. Ball inbounded to top, here's a long three try. It hits the back brace, caroms to the left. Minster on the gallop, down the floor. Shot fake on the arc, then Cole Richard lets it go. It clangs short, off the orange, rebound down to Botkins. Quickly up the floor, Pitts in the left corner, Holzkamp, start to drive. Hands it off behind him to Eli, through the lane to Plyman. Botkins, a lot of good motion on offense. Here's Plyman going to work, back to the basket, and Albers leans in, and Albers very neatly takes it right away. Good steal by Cole. Here's a running one-hander by Steffi as he zipped down the floor for Minster. It was short. Rebound, Botkins. Here's Dosic the other way in the paint. Fall away, wide right. Got the rebound back and threw it on the arc to Plyman. Good save by the Trojans. Plyman hangs on, 4:48 to go, first quarter. 6-0 Botkins. Poor beginning to this game for Minster. In the Wildcats' losses, they have not started contests well. Here's Tucker Holzkamp. Oh, nice baseline pass. Good dish on the play. And a reverse layup is in by the Trojans. Dosic, well done. Nice two-man game. Head coach Mike McClurg of Minster has seen enough. Botkins charged up. They had 8-0, 4:26 to go, first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Outstanding opening first 3.5 minutes for the Botkins Trojans, who are ahead of the Minster Wildcats to the tune of 8-0. Minster has been blanked. Botkins pretty crisp passing the ball, good offensively. And the defense has shut out Minster completely. Here's a dribble drive by McClurg into the lane area. Throws on the arc to Cole Richard. He chucks up a three. It's short into the left. No good. Body language for the Minster players, not good here at the start. Botkins Trojans have made a change entering the game. James Steinke, 6'3" junior, good player off the bench. Gives it up out back to Dosic. Loops it right side to Noah Top. At the elbow on the right, his jumper grazes iron, comes down to Minster. On the gallop, down the floor, driving into the paint, off balance, McClurg, no good. Rebound Botkins, but the Trojans had a foot on the line. 3:40 left, opening quarter, 8-0 Botkins. Chuck Minster's had some decent-looking shots. Boy, they are just cold as can be.
Cole Richard, one of my favorite players, has had two great looks at threes, and he's way off on his shot.
Yep. Ball lobbed it out back to Albers. Thrown between the rings. Parker Kerrigan is in. Kerrigan, a six-foot sophomore guard. Ball thrown to the post to Albers, back to the basket. Wheels and deals against Steinke, and he does get the roll. Whistle blew, foul, Botkins. Chance for a three-pointer here for Albers at the stripe.
Good footwork that time by Cole. He does a nice job of keeping that pivot foot down.
You can't miss Cole Albers on the floor. He's 6'8", and he's got the shiniest light orange neon-colored shoes. They reflect well from here all the way to Minster.
Yeah. You can see him out there.
He completes the three-point play, making good on the free throw. 8-3 in favor of Botkins. Here is Botkins down inside. It's Monin on the floor. Throws to the three-point shooter from the right wing. It's Pitts way off the mark. Rebound down to Minster. Here's a driving shot. McClure running to the rim. Hit the rim twice. No good. Albers on the inside. Had a pretty easy stick back. Botkins defended as well as it could, and it wouldn't go down for Albers. Quick three, left corner. Noah Top left available. It is good. A triple by Top. Good comeback there by Botkins, which is up 11-3. Dribbling out on the arc is Cole Richard for Minster in the corner to Albers. Albers defended well by Steinke. Into the post it goes on the play to number four, Cole Richard. His shot's deflected, taken away by Botkins. Here come the Trojans. Below the rim, bad pass by Pitts. Minster's got the ball. Botkins was out of bounds with it.
Pitts has a tendency to get himself in trouble on the baseline. If there's somebody there, it's a layup. If there's nobody there, it's a turnover.
Yeah, there's only so much room behind the basket. Then you run out of real estate eventually.
And he's only 6 feet, so it's not like he's going in there using his size.
11-3, Botkins, 2:05 to go, first quarter. 25 feet away, McClurg. Hand off to Parker Kerrigan. And the ball's tipped away from behind by Botkins and stolen. Here's a run out. Dosik down the floor, twisting in the lane. He got away with a shuffle. Shot blocked anyway. Minster the other direction. Ball fired cross-court to Richard. Another three. He's had three or four of them like that. Wide open. Way short. Rebound down to Botkins. On the giddy-up. Driving hard to the lane. Monin shoveled it. No. Rebound Minster. 8-point lead Botkins. 1:31 to go, first quarter. Blocking foul against the Trojans. Tell you what, Chuck, if Botkins cashed in a few more times in the last minute or two, now they'd have a nice double-digit cushion.
Yeah, they're not exactly lighting it up, but, boy, defensively, they're doing a great job. Cole Richard has had three wide-open looks at threes, and he hadn't come close.
Nope. Inbounding baseline left of the rim. It is Cole McClurg. Gives it up on the arc to Andrew Kettner, who's in. Now McClurg. Deep left corner, Kettner. McClure, 25 feet away. To Albers in the post. Momentary double team. He spins on Colton Plyman. Turns, loops it up. Soft one-hander. Yes. Eight-footer, Albers.
Got all 5 points now.
11-5. Botkins by six. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Who would have thought the guards for Minster scoreless and Albers with all five to this point? Here's Tucker Holzkamp down the lane for Botkins. Feeds Colton Plyman top of the circle. Right wing to Colin Dosik. To Colton. Colton works. Hands it off behind the arc to Corey Koenig. Now to Dosik at midcourt. 33 seconds to go, first quarter. Looks like Botkins wants to be patient and take one shot at the end. Dosik went back door. Not available. Plyman did not deliver it to him. And the Trojans retreat and reset the attack with 18, 17, 16 to go. Dosik 40 feet away, being hounded out there. Pettner on him like a glove. Here comes the double team. Nearly stolen by Mister. Loose ball. Bodkins has it. Pitch down into the left corner to Monin. Long J with 2 seconds left. Rattled out. No good. Mister, a long running one-hander. Don't think it would have counted. It hit the rim and bounded away as the first quarter closes. 11-5 Bodkins on scorersbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Bodkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Well, with under 4 minutes left in the opening quarter, Bodkins was on top of Minster 5-0. It's 11-5 here at the end of one. Bodkins did have a lead of 11-3. Trojans ball, second quarter action underway. Dosik on the arc. Stops outside the top of the key. Hands it off to Top. Top looks for pitch back door. Top says, I'll take it to the rim. Doesn't shoot. On the arc to Plyman. Bombs away. He buried it. Colton Plyman, a trifecta. 14-5. Bodkins ahead by 9. 2 threes for Colton Plyman. That will make Cole Albers think twice about sagging back inside when Plyman's got the ball. Here's Albers at the elbow on the right, ball high overhead. Disperses it, deep left corner. Triple try, Cole McClurg. It's a little lengthy. Sprayed off the rim, rebound Bodkins. Down the floor top, right corner three. Skin it off the iron. The board to Minster. Here come the Wildcats, down 9. A minute gone, second quarter. Triple try, long distance, way downtown. Good by Cole McClurg of the Wildcats. 14-8, Bodkins on top. Here is Dosik. Here is Top. Straightaway Plyman. Looks for Tucker Holzkamp. Plyman holds on. Ball high overhead. Right corner, Dosik backs his man down. Dosik up under in the lane. Missed it, but attracted a two-shot foul. Cleverly done.
Plyman opened top of the key again. This time, Albers came out. He wasn't going to let him set his feet and shoot a third.
He'd better come out. 6 minutes, 33 seconds to go, second quarter. 14-8, Bodkins ahead by 6. A couple of free throws here. Colin Dosik missed it badly. Second shot now for Colin. He dips those knees, flexes them, and sinks the foul shot. And it's 15-8, Bodkins ahead by 7. Minster up and over the timeline. It is Rogan Steffi, works his way into the lane, outside the paint on the left. Fadeaway shot, yes! Nice lead done. 15-10, Bodkins by 5. Dosik shot fake, goes to the foul stripe, steps below it, and buries a 14-footer drilled home by Colin Dosik of Bodkins. 17-10, Trojans. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Albers, mid-range post, backs down Plyman, goes up with the left hand right in front. Soft touch on the rim, comes off. Rebound, Trojans. Here comes a top to midcourt, hand off to Dosik. Dosik 25 feet away against McClurg. To Plyman, back to Dosik. Right corner, Pitts, who sets and shoots the three. Short. It ricocheted off the rim into the hands of Albers of Minster. He gives it up left corner to the three-point shooter. It's Cole Richard. Richard instead takes it across the lane. Pretty good defense by Botkins, which may have gotten a hand on the back of the arm of Richard. And I think he is awarded two, or is the ball out of bounds?
I don't know what he was doing, if he wasn't shooting it, but
not a shooting foul. Minster will throw in below the rim.
That's why I have an eraser on my pencil.
Minster down 7, 5:29 to go, second quarter. Wildcats inbounds to the right corner. Little give and go with Albers. A runner off the mark, but a foul against Botkins. A couple of free ones here for Albers. Foul number two and Plyman. Two team fouls on Botkins in the quarter. One on Minster. Free throw by Albers. Little strong. James Steinke in for Plyman for Botkins. Second free throw here for Albers. We got Monin back on the floor for Holzkamp for Botkins. Top and rebounding position down low on the left. Albers rolls the second free throw around and in. 17-12. Maybe it's 17-11. Perhaps the scoreboard had already registered when I looked up.
Yep, it's 11.
Monin gives it up on the play to Top. Top's got some wide open space in the lane. Tough fadeaway shot. Good charge at him at the last second by Minster. Shot was missed. Then Minster got the rebound and threw it away. Here's Dosik motoring down the floor in the lane. Up and under against Albers, who hacked him. Again, so clever is Dosik when he gets below that SCAL logo, down around 10 feet from the rim. He's sly, and he'll work you for two free throws.
He saw there was no intimidation there when he was up against the 6'8 Albers, that's for sure.
Free throw good. Dosik sinks it, 18-11, 7-point cushion, Trojans. 4:57 to go, second quarter. Second shot by Botkins. Dosik hits the flange. Oh, nice rebound by Top. Left-handed style. He speared it. Threw it back on the arc to Dosik. There's a drive. Twisting down the lane. Up and good. What a play by Dosik. 9-point lead, Trojans. Botkins biggest. 20-11. 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Botkins cutting, spacing, passing, just more crisp than Minster's. And the Wildcats not shooting it well from long distance. Minster basketball, head of the key. It is Brogan Steffi, fires to a teammate in the right corner. A long three chucked up there, way short on the play by Richard. Rebound down to Botkins, quickly into the lane to Top. On the arc to the three-point shooter. Oh, Dosik is heating up. Dosik is warming. He knocks it down. Woo!
There's a 9-point quarter going.
23-11. Botkins by 12. Dribble drive. Minster barreling hard down the right side of the lane. I believe that was Cole McClurg. Reach-in foul. Botkins. Two free ones coming here for Minster, which is down 23-11 with 4:07 to go, second quarter. Biggest advantage for Botkins in this game. Free throw good by Minster's McClurg. Last year, Minster scored 70 points against Botkins at the Wildcats gym. Shot 55% in doing it. Three previous years, Botkins beat Minster by 15, by 9 and 4. Both free throws good by Cole McClure, son of head coach Michael. 4 minutes even to go here in the second. Deep right corner, Monin for Botkins. Swings the top of the circle. Now here's Top. Straight away, Dosik. Leaves it for a three-point shooter. Going airborne on a bomb is Corey Koenig. It is no good off the flange. Rebound, Minster. Minster barging down the floor, left of the lane. Offensive foul. Cole McClure lowered the shoulder. Good defense by the Trojans who set up shop.
Yeah, he was out of control that time. He did a good job of setting up and taking the charge. That hurts.
Extremely well officiated game here at Botkins tonight.
Yeah.
3:37 to go, second period. Botkins up to 10. It's been as much as 12. Noah top right flank. Looks into the lane for Steinke. He had it momentarily, and then it was knocked away. Good steal by Minster. Here comes Rogan Steffi. Top of the circle, foul line. Down the lane, all the way to the rim. Heaves it toward the basket. Draws a two-shot foul from Steinke of Botkins. That's been pretty good offense for Minster here of late in this game. Driving to the basket and get fouls and shoot from the charity stripe. Fourth team foul on Botkins in this quarter. 3:17 to go. Everyone from now on to the rest of the half results in two shots. Free throw pumped up and made by Steffi. Second free throw by Brogan. Spins it in his left hand. Eyes the goal. A lot of rim. It trickles through. Four free throws in succession by Minster, cutting the Botkins 12-point lead down to 8. 23-15. Here's Will Monin on the arc. Drives. Feeds it to the three-point shooter. Right corner. Koenig. Oh, he's got it. He's zeroed in. Set up by teammate Monin. Koenig pours it through. Everybody for Botkins has got the green light, Chuck.
Yeah, that's a fun way to play basketball.
Here's a steal, top of the circle, top, long lead out, Dosic. Cherry picking the other way, got it for two more. 13-point Bulls. Botkins 28, Minster 15, 2:34 to go here in the second. Here is Steffi. Is he out of control? Driving down the right side of the lane. A lot of contact. Bodies go flying. I think it's offensive on Steffi. Yep, it is.
Monin stood there and took the charge again.
Oh, Botkins is putting on a clinic. Playing defense down below the foul line. Superbly executed draw of the charge right there. 2:20 left to go. Second quarter. 13-point lead, Botkins. Spinning into the lane. Monin handcuffed. Good call by the referee as he took steps.
Yeah, he had no place to go in there.
2:12 left here in the second. 13-point lead, the biggest for Botkins. Minster needs a run before halftime. Here come the Wildcats up and over the timeline. Ball thrown outside the arc. Then a long lob down into Albers on the weak side. Oh, he had a baby shot from 4 feet and blew it. They missed it. Rebound. Botkins top up the floor to Dosic. He lets it go, and he bangs it down. Dosic was not guarded. He was available. A long 24-footer. Minster throws it away. Wildcats are rattled.
14 points in the quarter now for Dosic and 18 for the game.
31-15. Botkins up 16. Minster playing this game like it's not a MAC opponent, Chuck.
Yeah, well.
It's a Friday night non-conference game around the holidays. Uh-oh. Long three ball as Dosic sets up Corey Koenig, and he drains it. What a shot by Koenig. Corey Koenig lifts Botkins to a 19-point spread. Too early to say it's over, but Botkins well on its way. Up the 19, a minute 20 left in the second. On scores, broadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7. Serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Botkins in the last 2.5 minutes on a run against Minster of 11-5. As after the timeout, Minster gets a nice floater in the lane to drop, Chuck.
Cole Richards finally got his first basket of the evening.
The score is doubled, 34-17. It was 15 with a minute 20 to go in the half. Oh, here's a dipsy-doo drive in the lane top. Neatly done. He knew he wouldn't make it, but wow. He attracted traffic. A black jersey walloped him on the arm. A couple of free throws for top. 56.6 to go here in the second period. Top at the free throw line. Eyes the basket. Swish. 35-17 in favor of Botkins. What a second quarter by the Trojans and by Colin Dosick. Top again. Front rim, back rim, it trickles through.
That's 25 points now in the quarter for Botkins.
Man, oh man. A terrific second period of play for Botkins. They've reached the 25 mark. Here's Albers backing down Tucker Holzkamp. Albers powers to the basket, gets an easy one. 36-19, 39 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Momentary delay. Tucker Holzkamp may have stoved a foot. He comes out. James Steinke comes in. Now Botkins here will no doubt play for one. Up the 17. Biggest lead, 19, 34-15. Ball walked across by Dosick between the circles. Dosick checked by McClure, 30 feet out. 24 to go, second quarter. Oh, what a first half. Phenomenal second period by Botkins. Dosick into the lane, no shot. Throws on the arc to top. He lets it fly. A long, high one, a skyscraper. Hit the back brace and went up and over the backboard out of bounds.
Well, you're up 17, but that was awfully early. If you're going to run it down, don't run all the way down to 15 and then shoot a three.
Right. Midcourt, McClurg to Steffi, back to McClurg, running one-hander, baseline right, good. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Here is Botkins to midcourt. Monin may have double-dribbled, shot was late anyway. And the half ends, 15-point lead. Botkins, it was as much as 19. It was 34-15 with a minute plus to go in the second. Minster down the stretch of that second quarter, outscored Botkins 6-2. Botkins in the lead, 36-21 here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy.
No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. Scores, broadcast.com. Hodkins 36, Minster 21 here at the half, which is being brought to you by Porcher's Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Hodkins. Chuck?
Well, if you look at it, a 17-12 rebounding advantage for the Trojans, 3-2 on the offensive board. Both teams turned the ball over five times, which is not bad with the defensive intensity that both teams are playing with. 5 of 8 from the free throw line for the Trojans. Minster 6 of 7 individual scoring for the Wildcats. Cole Albers had 8. Cole McClure had 7. Cole Richard had 2. I wanted to get all the Coles in. And then Brogan Steffi had 4. They scored 5 and 16. 21 for the first half. Hodkins led by Colin Dosik with 18. Then they got 6 out of Plyman on 2 threes. They got 6 out of Koenig on 2 threes. 5 from Noah Top. A free throw from Eli Pitts. They scored 11 and 25. And they lead it 36 to 21 at the half.
Now, Chuck, how many Trojans have made 3-point baskets in this game? 4 or 5?
4 of them.
Wow.
Yeah, and they've got 2, 4, 7 made 3, so.
That's quite an onslaught. Usually it's Minster who's dishing out that kind of 3-point shot making. Tonight it is Hodkins. That's our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Hodkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Hodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Hodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Hodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Hodkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
And welcome back to Botkins. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Chad Kramer, Chuck McBee, 8 minutes, third quarter. Botkins in the lead by a count of 36-21, led by 19 with a minute plus remaining in the second quarter. It's 15 as we start the third. Trojans have shot it real well from deep. Good crisp cutting and passing. Here's Minster with the ball, kicking off play in the third quarter. It's McClurg inching down below the foul line. Little fadeaway shot. It hit the heel, and Botkins snared the rebound. Good-looking shot attempt. That's the way it's gone for Minster here tonight. Here's an awkward drive. Wow. Pitch almost got it to go with the left hand. Cluster of black jerseys in the lane. He hooked it up on the run. It went in and out. Rebound Minster. Ball looped far left side to Cole Richard, to McClure, to Steffi. Ball batted free, goes to the timeline, and Minster tracks it down in backcourt. Here's McClure zipping up the floor. 1 minute gone in the third. Nobody scored in the quarter. Uh-oh! Here's a steal, a bust out. Dosik down the floor, driving layup. No, it hung on the rim and fell off, but a foul against Minster. Again, alert play by Dosik. His presence tonight, offensively, defensively, he's been a magician, Chuck.
Well, if you're Minster and you're holding the basketball, you better be thinking about them because they're coming and taking, getting steals. You better be strong with the ball, and right now Minster's not being strong.
Dosik, a slight weakness in his game tonight at the foul line. I think he's 3 of 6. Missed one, made one. 16-point lead, Minster 37-21. A minute 15 gone here in the third. Dribble drive is down the lane. Cole Richard cut off. Nowhere to go. Gives it to Steffi on the arc. Loops it across the top of the circle to the three-point shooter. It is chucked up there by McClurg. It hit the rim, backboard, and ricocheted away to Botkins. 16-point lead, Trojans. Here's Playman. It would behoove Botkins not to stop running its offense, but be patient. 16-point spread. Pitch, top of the circle. High right to Dosik. Shot fake, lets it go. Good! Dosik from downtown.
My goodness.
Mr. Unstoppable tonight. 19-point game. Biggest lead is matched. It had been 34-15. Now it's 40-21. Albers dumps it cross court to McClurg for Minster. Out back to Richard, back to McClurg. He's 25 feet away. Top is on him. There is pitch on Schmiesing. Dribble drive right side of the lane. Running one in over Richard. Hit the backboard rim, and it bounced away. Rebound down to Botkins. Long three, stepping into a quick triple. Oh, my goodness. Is Colin Dosik ever feeling it? He is a firecracker tonight. Scalding hot. He is simmering. And he just steps back another foot or two. Minster shades his way. But
he shot that from the volleyball line.
Yeah. Minster not guarding him well enough all over the floor. And the lead for Botkins is 22. 43-21. Here is Albers on the arc against Playman. Ball thrown cross court to McClurg. He goes down the lane. Defending is Dosik. Dosik stood his ground, and it's ruled offensive. I think that was the right call, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, if it was a foul, it was an offensive foul.
Yep. Bottom line is Botkins is doing just about everything right tonight. And Minster is not. You get the impression Minster knows it's not playing a MAC game. But the Wildcats came in 3-2, ranked 8th in the state. Botkins 7th. Got the long three on the weave. Oh, my goodness gracious. There's a long bombs away shot by Dosik again. Pitch gave him a screen. And Dosik completed the trifecta. He is absolutely scalding. There's a long three try from the left corner by Minster. It is pumped up there by Steffi. No good. Rebound down to Botkins. Quickly up the floor. It is Dosik now to Colton Playman. They look for Dosik. Can't find him. Now delivered to top on the arc. Half the third quarter's in the books. 25-point lead for Botkins. On the weave, it spits in the lane. Oh, a late shovel. Beautiful pass. Hunky concluded it. Well done on the play. Pitch to Steinke, a deuce, 48-21. Botkins is clicking, and that's an understatement. Dribble drive, top of the circle, McClurg. A lot of contact, defensive foul. Botkins probably in the act of shooting. 3:34 to go, third quarter, 48-21. Botkins leads, and for those of you who might have snickered a little bit, at the Botkins, number 7 in the state ranking in Division 7, which came out today. Trojans are proving their worth here tonight.
I don't know why anybody would have a problem with that. They've won a state tournament. They win 18 to 20 games a year. No, they're in the watered-down state of Ohio basketball. They're absolutely one of the top 10 teams in the state of Ohio.
And they will climb over three or four more next week in the poll after this win tonight over Minster, 48-22. Minster made one of two at the free throw line. Here is Fitz, top of the circle, feeds down the right side of the lane to teammate Tucker Holzkamp. And we got a jump ball on the rebound try. Botkins will throw in baseline left. Jackson Center in that poll, Chuck, ranked 10th. Delphi St. John's second. Rushi first. Ball inbounded to Dosik, top of the circle. Fadeaway three try. He proves he's human as he missed that one off to the left. It barely caught iron. 48-22 Botkins, which has pulled away to win this easily. Dribble drive down the lane. Minster at the rim. McClurg. It is on the iron. Bouncing. It comes off. That's the night it's been. And then a foul on the rebound against Minster over the back.
That was Albert. He got the first one was a good tip. Second one, he definitely hammered him.
Minster all thumbs here tonight. And Botkins is razor sharp. Up the right side of the floor, Dosik for Botkins. It's a high screen from Tucker Holzkamp. Goes to Steinke. Left wing Monin. Right back to Steinke. Shot fake. Veers around one player, another. Defensive foul, Minster. Two free throws coming. 3 minutes to go, third quarter, 48-22. Quite frankly, Chuck, I and who knows how many other fans in this gym tonight did not see this coming.
Well, I don't think anybody saw this coming, but if Botkins is going to shoot the ball like this, and Minster, it's just like they didn't show up tonight.
Free throw by Steinke is good. 49-22 in favor of Botkins. Second shot by the South Ball, Steinke. Yep. Got them both. 50-22. Botkins over Minster. Boy, this game was handicapped to be close here at Botkins. Tussle between the top team in the SCAL, a top team in the MAC, and Botkins has blown the wheels off Minster here tonight. Here's Minster in the lane, lost it, got it back. Eurostep, driving layup. Cole Richard missed it, no good. Loose ball rebound, left corner. Foul on Minster. It's one of those plays, Chuck, where I think the Euro step got the offensive player in trouble. Just take it strong right to the rim.
To me, the Euro step, all that is just it's a fancy travel.
Yep.
We got top shooting two, fifth foul. We're getting up into running clock range, and
yep.
You can imagine that.
Free throw top, front rim, off to the right, no good. 28-point spread, 50-22, Botkins. Got to get to, what, 35 in basketball?
Yeah.
And then stay 30 or better. 2:35 left, third quarter. Second foul shot top. Botkins in the air. Lot of rim. Front, back, front. Good. 51-22. 29-point lead, Botkins. Minster walks at the midcourt. It's McClurg. He's picked up by Monin. Ball thrown high post, then back door goes a Wildcat who doesn't shoot. Throws it on the arc to the three-point shooter, Cole Richard, who swishes it from long distance. 51-25 in favor of Botkins. Well, it's 51-22. Here's a wild three from the left flank by Botkins. Koenig no good. Long rebound, Botkins tries it again, missed. So we got a foul low on the left against Minster. 2 minutes to go, third quarter.
James Steinke, rebounding, offensive rebounding machine tonight.
That's one thing about this Botkins team. It does a lot of the little things very well, and there's not much slough off. Head coach Phil Groves' team can go 8 or 9 deep, rotate players in. Now, when Dosik is on the sideline, that's a different story, but the rotational players getting it done for Botkins. Both free throws good, but Steinke of Botkins, which leads it to 28-53 to 25. Biggest lead, 51-22, 29 points. Minute 50 to go in the game.
Unfortunately, only the third quarter.
Right. There's an inside pass by Menster. Nicely done. Going to work. Low post right. Steffi got it to go, and he was chopped up on the arm. A couple of free ones, or I should say one free one here for Steffi for Menster, who, according to Coach McClurg, was at about 75% or so for this game tonight. No James Niemeyer, the 6'3 lad, out with a displaced kneecap. After the main field goal, Steffi misfires from the stripe. Rebound to Botkins. Here's Tosic at midcourt to top. Left corner Pitts. Pitts starts to drive. Feeds the cutter down the lane. Oh, what a pass. Pitts to Tosic for the two. 55-27, Botkins.
That's 30 for Tosic.
There's an off-balance drive down the right side of the lane. Looked like it could have been called a walk, and it's Menster instead of foul. Top committed to personal, Dominic Meyer, who wears 20, 6'1 junior, on the stripe for Menster. He's got it. 55-28 in favor of Button. Second shot coming. Dominic Meyer in, out, and back in. 55-29. No surprise, Botkins isn't winning. The margin, though, is a shock. Here is Monin, loops across the court to top. Top in the left corner to Steike, back to top, shot fake. Straight away, Dosic. Picked up there by Schmiesing. Right wing, Monin, back to Dosic. Near side top, between the circles. It is Dosic with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. 26-point lead, Botkins. Center circle, Dosic. As they run the clock down, do the Trojans here at the end of the third quarter. Splitting a couple defenders, it's Dosic pulls up, goes to Steinke. Baseline left, no shot. On the arc to top, half minute to go, back to Steinke in the corner. Crowded with Steffi. And then stepping in to intercept is Cole Richard. Knocked out by Botkins, 24.1 to go in the third. Here comes Menster down the floor, trailing with 26. Steffi fakes right, goes left, right down the middle of the lane. Missed the shot, foul, Botkins. Oh no, it's ruled offensive. Wildcat spectators disagree with that one.
I don't think it's going to affect the game.
And Coach McClurg says not every single one of those is a charge, is it?
Everything they've called tonight's been a charge, yeah. So they've been consistent.
Sure have. 8 seconds to go, third quarter. Botkins up 26. Dosic at midcourt. Loops it to Steinke. Three to go. Steinke out back. Long southpaw triple. Off to the right. No good. Third quarter's history. 55-29. Botkins over Menster on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
So many thanks to Barker Insurance, located north of Anna, south of Sydney on 25A. just north of I-75. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. And for many years now, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Minster possession, opening half minute, fourth quarter, 55-29 Botkins. Here's a cross-court pass collected by McClurg, who sizes up a three, and he's way short. That right there, Chuck, symbolic of many long outside jumpers by Minster in this game tonight. Barely got to the basket. Here is Minster at the offensive end, pounding it inside to Albers. He goes up strong outside the lane of the left, can't convert, but he will get two free throws. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. The family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile. At Cutaway, owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Yep, Albers missed both free throws. Botkins at the other end, in close, no good. Rebound down to Minster. Minute gone, fourth quarter. 55-29 in favor of Botkins. Albers outside the lane of the left, goes below the basket. Feeds Richard on the arc. Richard fakes left, goes right. Fades away from 16. Missed it off the flange. Rebound Colton Plyman. Backcourt to Dosik. Botkins in command. Big time. 55-29. 6.5 to go in the fourth. Dosik down the left side to Tucker Hulskamp. On top to Pitts. Right wing Dosik. Now Plyman. Pitch and catch by Botkins, which leads by 26. Ball knocked out of bounds by Minster at the Botkins end of the floor. And Botkins will throw in. It's top. Top to Dosik. Dosik down the right side. Fake the handoff to Pitts. Dosik went below the rim. Oh, he's in trouble now. Gives it up the top in the corner, and head coach Phil Groves sees trouble and gets a timeout. 6:08 to go in the fourth. Botkins up 26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Botkins possession, under six to go here in the fourth quarter. Dosik foul line on the arc to top. Around one defender, another overshot and hard in the lane. Rebound down to Minster. Here come the Wildcats, deep right corner, it's Meising. Sets, shoots, way short. Boy, you could see it when it left his hand. It wasn't going to get there. And Botkins snared the rebound. Outside the arc on the right, pulls camp. Now to Colton Plyman, 25 feet away. Plyman back to the basket, foul stripe. Gives it up to Dosik. Dosik in the top of the circle. Oh, back door. Top is over. Shot open, I should say. Shot fake. Great pass to Bayman for the deuce. And a foul on Minster. Good head fake. Extra pass. That made the play go.
Good strength that time by Colton Blyman. He took the hit by Albers. And his eyes never left the rim. That's how you score inside when you get bumped.
57-29. A made free throw here will tie Botkin's biggest bulge of 29 points. It's good. Chuck McClyman, dead center. 58-29. Score is doubled by Botkin's on Minster. Who would have thought that this game would be as lopsided as it is? Richard Fairline back to the basket. Battle between number 7, number 8 in the state of Ohio. Boys D7. As of the poll released today, the first one. And Botkins has owned Minster. A long three try by McClure, almost out of bounds. Left side of the floor, short. Rebound Botkins. 4.5 left in the fourth. Up the left side to Pitts. Pitts to the foul line. Out back to Dosik. Shot fake. Gives it up to top. Top left hand bounce. Out of Holzkamp, 25 feet away. Here's Dosik, foul line, Jay. Oh, my goodness. It was pure. Woo-wee.
32 for the young man.
On the money. Time after time after time again tonight. What an evening for Colin Dosik. 32 big ones. Here's Albers in the lane. Tried to shovel below the basket to a teammate, and Botkins was sly and intercepted it. Here's Pitts. Down the lane, inside, shot fake, ripped away by Albers. Good defense by him. 60-29, Botkins leads, biggest bulge in the game. Richard drives, gives it up, gets it back, sets and shoots the three. It's in and out, and Richard, mystified, looks at the basket, looks at the bench, and says, that was right on target. But it lifted the iron and came out. That's the way it's gone for Minster here tonight. 3:38 to go, fourth quarter. 60-29. Botkins in the lead. Doesn't look like we'll get to the running clock. Close. Here's Dosik down the lane. Feeds Monin left corner through the top of the circle. Hand off to Plyman. Behind the arc, Dosik. He tries to light it up again. That one short. Kissed the rim, went out of bounds. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winter's Meats. We've got them all at Schaefer Market. Sample our hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks, too. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, is your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market.
Well, that's how you know you're having a shooting night. Not very good. Richards just finally made a three by banking one in from the side.
Didn't mean to do it, but he gets results.
He'll take it.
Monin baseline left for Botkins. Tries to push his way toward the basket. Shot deflected. Taken away by Minster. 60-32. Botkins. 2:26 to go in the fourth. Minster controlling. It's Richard right side to McClurg. Lobs inside to Albers. Back to the basket. Spins. Nearly walked. Gave it up to the three-point shooter. McClurg. Swish. McClurg from 24. 60-35 in favor of Botkins. Biggest lead was 31. Minute 55 to go in the fourth quarter. Dosik at midcourt. Rushi was winning big by 30 over Bellefontaine. That was a final, I think.
77-43.
34-point win by Rushi. Oh, a nifty drive down the lane. Yes, who? Dosik again for Botkins, up and good. And a foul on Minster. with a minute 48 to go here in the fourth quarter, 62-35 in favor of Botkins. Botkins could get 3 points in a row here, Chuck. Move it to a continuous clock with a minute and a half to go.
And only make it 30.
Oh, you're right. You're right. They got to get to 35. And that's out of range. It won't happen. Substitution. Memphis Meyer in for Botkins, 5'11 sophomore. Steinke sits. Free throw Dosik, front rim. It curls over and in. Round of applause for Dosik. Colin was extra special. He was terrific tonight. How many for him, Chuck?
35.
And that's what Minster's got. Colin Dosik matched Minster in points. The drive of the Wildcats, high off the glass, no good, foul. Two free throws coming. A minute 40 to go here in the fourth quarter. A proud sponsor and Scores broadcast is Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues on today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. Minute 29 to go. 63-36, Botkins leading. Minster dribbling down the left side of the lane. It's Schmiesing. Turnaround shot. Block taken away by Botkins in backcourt with a minute 12 to go. Here is a ball dished off into the right corner, and the Trojan shooter lets one fly. It skims in and out, no good. Rebound by Memphis Meyer. Driving layup, yes. 56 to play. Fourth quarter, 65-36, Botkins. Ball loop cross court for Minster to Beckham. Steffi is in. Here's a three behind the arc, left flank. Good. Andrew Kettner tosses one in from way downtown for Minster. And it's 65-39. 26-point lead, Botkins. 44.1 to go here in the fourth. Botkins walks it up and over the timeline. Ball airmailed, top of the circle to Owen Zimpfer. Intercepted pass by Minster, darting down the floor the other way. Layup is blown by Taylor Fancher, who's come in to substitute. And that exemplifies the night right there. Minster, another short shot, a layup missed in the final 15 seconds. And the seconds tick off the clock, and that'll do it. Botkins 65, Minster 39 here tonight on Scores Broadcast. A&M Pallet in Rushi, serving 200 businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level spots available on its first shift, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093 for work at A&M Pallet in Rushi. A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. We'll return in a few minutes and take a look at scoring and how Botkins got it done. Special performance by Dosik and the Trojans here tonight on scores.broadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Oh, what a win for the Botkins Trojans. Far superior to Minster here tonight. Botkins played a wonderful basketball game. Colin Dosick was sensational. In excess of 30 points. Chuck will run down the scoring in a minute. 65-39. Botkins the winner over Minster. Chuck, let's take a look at our data on this game.
Yeah, Botkins had a 35-17 rebounding advantage, 7-3 on the offensive boards. That tells you the effort that Botkins made tonight. Individual scoring for Minster, they were led by Cole McClurg with 11. Then they got 8 each from Albers and Cole Richard. They got 6 from Brogan Steffi, 4 from Kettner, and 2 from Dominic Meyer from the free throw line. They scored 39 for the game. On the other side, Botkins led by Dosick with 35 points. Then you drop down. You got 9 from Blyman. You got 6 each from Stanky and Top and Koenig. They got 2 from Memphis Meyer and a free throw from Pitts. They scored 65 for the game, and boy, were they tough tonight.
Biggest lead, 60-29. Final score, 65-39. Botkins blistered Minster here tonight. And as we look down the road, future games for these two teams, hopefully I can lay my hand on upcoming schedules. Botkins has got Houston at home on Friday, January 3rd, and then Fort Recovery at home on Saturday, January 4th. Botkins will be heavily favored in those two games before a January 7th date for Botkins on the road, Tuesday night, January 7th, at Marion Local. Meanwhile, the Minster Wildcats are 3-3 on the year. Anna is a home game for Minster tomorrow night. And then Spencerville at home on January 3rd at Ottoville on January 4th before hosting Versailles on Friday night, January 10th. And Botkins now 8-1 on the year, and the Minster Wildcats dropped to 3-3. Oh boy, was Botkins ever impressive! And they'll shoot up in that state poll next week, Chuck. I guarantee you.
Well, they just flat out ran them off the floor, and I don't think that Botkins was overrated. I think maybe Minster was a little bit. You get this name recognition. Nobody has seen anybody play, but they know Minster from football. They know Botkins won a state. You know, they know these teams. So the very first one that comes out is usually a little skewed, and then from that point it kind of gets to the right spot. But Minster tonight, Cole McClurg is going to be my Clancy's player of the game, and I think it's pretty obvious that Colin Dosick is the player of the game for Botkins.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Hey, you can save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate with F&M Bank, designed to help hard-working Ohioans. The F&M Bank Home Buyer account makes saving for your future easier than ever. Visit your local F&M Bank location, Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. And don't forget, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi is in big demand. O'Reilly is always accepting applications, by the way, in person at 560 East Main for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com, for our future schedule. No games tomorrow. We are under the weather, coming off intestinal flu and a cold. Barely able to make it here tonight. Back in action maybe as early as Monday night here on Scores Broadcast. So stay in touch with our website. Thanks to our online listenership. Thanks so much to Jeremy Fleiman for making available the Botkins Network tonight. Verizon finked out on us. Couldn't use our Verizon hotspot. Thanks so much to Jeremy, our online listenership. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Botkins. Final score, Botkins Trojans, Clobber, Minster, 65-39.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkins. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-Com. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.